You may, Mr. Mitchell and John Mitchell, please. Chester Finch, California. Thank you. Hold on, please. Yeah. Oh, fine. Well, how is Philadelphia? They welcome the conquering hero. Oh, I remembered so many years ago. Yes, that's when. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that was the time. You know, Walter Annenberg had never been for me before that appearance, and he was there that day. Wife were kind of continuing the whole thing, and that was before '56. And after that, Annenberg became one of my strongest supporters. That was you know, sure, you wonder why you do these things, and that was really worth it because ever since then, that's right. It's true. If you don't, you're a damn fool. Yeah. Well, I was telling Mitchell this morning. I tried to call you. I told him, I said, that what really surprised me was the good picture they finally used. One of you and Mitchell, isn't that great? But good, that weather was good in the Times, too. Times and the Post. Don't think it's going to last, though. Don't think it's going to last. I know. And don't get soft on it. That's what I hope John got to give you my message, John and Mitchell. Because Connolly, he left. He said, now listen, he's a great admirer. Just because he had a hard fight to get soft with his matches. And he's absolutely right. Oh boy, I'll tell you, he's a stand-up guy. Yeah, he's gonna be helpful at another time too. On this your deputy thing, when we're up here today, I talked to Ray at a great length. And I'd like for you to talk some more with him about it. We got a problem on it for a reason that's solely political. That is, I'm going to have to probably veto the damn clean water bill because it costs $5 billion more than we asked for, you know, and the money thing is a problem. Now, vetoing that bill and then moving Ruckel's house at the same time, while I don't think much of the environmental issue, it could, I think, present a very serious problem. So talk to him about it. Let's see what we can work out. And so how do you like that burger cart now, boy? They've been doing well, don't you think? Those that 5-4, that last one. One more man. Yeah, who you gonna shoot? Yeah. What, nothing? Nothing else is, I mean, I think they tried everything on him, haven't they? Nothing works. I imagine there are many that would be willing to make the sacrifice. Let's do it. Anyway. This is actually being called from Camp David. We're on a radio telephone, so we're broadcasting it to all the papers. Any listener. Yeah. Yeah. Out there, we're not gonna run from any fights after what we've done through here. And we were right, you know, we just had to stick through it. And we there for a while, the crunch looked awful tight. I think that the strategy was good to get those damn hearings closed off, and we did. Yeah. No, at all. I agree. Yeah, I agree. It was right to have the hearing and then get that 11-4 vote, or 9-4, whatever it was. 11-4. Well, that you see was the critical thing. And also catch up on the reading on the domestic issues. You know, you got to get back in this swing again. Budget, for example, is a terrible problem. Yeah. Well, whatever you do, just run a tight ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess what I mean is that. I think it might be as reasonable as it can be with the Democratic convention. If they get too rough, we simply have to protect it. We got to protect them, but we got to make them ask for it too. They've got to ask for it. I mean, that tolerance up to them. Hello. Oh, are you down at Laurel? Oh, yeah, fine. No. Go ahead. I hope you're playing the game. No. Not a thing. Let it go. Finish the game. I was just on the phone. His argument is this. He wants a pro in there to handle the conventions and that sort of thing, you know. Well, he can find a pro to do that. But it can't be Marty in there. Yeah. No. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.